you just tuned into the hippest way to start and grow your indie author career. Learn the ins, the outs, and all the all-arounds of self-publishing with the team from D2D and their industry-influencing guests. You're listening to Self-Publishing Insiders with Draft2Digital.
Hello, this is Mark Lefebvre from Draft2Digital, and I just wanted to let you know before we get into the main content of this particular episode, is this was originally a video, a live video that I did with Corey from BookBrush, and we talk a lot about things that are on the screen, and so there's a lot of visual things going on. Now, there is some great content that you can glean from in audio, but I do apologize in advance that there will be certain segments of this particular episode where it may be better to go check out the video. And if you want to do that because there's some really cool things you can see, you can check it out over at youtube.com/draft2digital. But now let's get right into this conversation with Corey. Hello and welcome to D2D Live. This is a Draft2Digital spotlight with Corey from BookBrush. This is Mark Leslie Lefebvre, or otherwise known as Mark2Digital. Thanks for hanging out with us today and welcome, Corey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start off with, for anyone who does not know, what is BookBrush? Let's say like just a couple words or sentences or less.
Yeah, so BookBrush... BookBrush is everything image creation for authors, and whether it's advertisements for like BookBub or Facebook or social media, everything related to that for authors. And I even have some examples here, but that's
let's dig into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So right here, better to visualize what it is than for me to explain it in words. You've got everything from real life shots, people reading it. You got, a dog with it, advertisements that you can use like this down here for like BookBub or Instagram, and even some video animation. So all kinds of different stuff, everything related to images.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're going to walk us through just some examples. I think, it is one of the best ways to understand what this is all about for anyone who's never used it. It has been described. I've heard authors describe it as Canva for authors or Canva on steroids or some sort of thing, because a lot of people are familiar with Canva. Is that an apt description?
Yeah, that's a good way. I've heard similar things like that, so that's perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah, so the best thing to do would be just, given that it's such a visualization of a visual tool, we can give you some really good examples here as we go through, and I'll give you a good demo.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got that up on your screen now, right?
Yes. So what I will do is I will start off by showing some examples, like, for example, up here, these ones.
No, wait a second. I'm not seeing.
Oh, my mouse isn't showing through. Sorry. Up on the top right, to the bottom right, examples of different ads that you can create.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
And then how easy it is really to create these things. So sometimes this might look a little complicated, but I'll show you how we can make it really simple.
Okay, cool.
All right. Ready to get started?
Yeah, let's do that. There we are. There's the screen. There's the beautiful screen.
Yeah, so this is the custom creator, and this is the one that has a lot of the tools. So this is where you can start off creating all your social media graphics, your advertisements, really just about anything that you want can be created here with lots of different tools. I'll touch on most of the most popular ones, but anywhere you want to stop me along the way, or if there's questions you want to interrupt, feel free to do so.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the best things for, especially for new people, is to start off with the templates. And we have a graphic designer that makes all of these. So even better than anybody else on the team at making these things. So we have these community templates that are arranged by different things like genres and whatever platform you're using it for, and even descriptive things like if you're looking for something like cozy or something with wine in it. we can so just as an example, if you're wanting something with wine, you want something you've got different things that you can select from there.
Right. A lot of them are very obvious genre oriented, right? Or reading on the beach, it looks like, or something.
Right, right. But if you want to do something more specific to a genre, if you're looking for that, you can also start off with that. So like, for example, horror examples. So you were very kind to provide one of your books that fits some of these. So like you can start off with any of these as good starting points. All you have to do is click on it.
Okay.
It's ready to go for you. And everything is 100% editable. So everything you just click on. So if you wanted to change the text, you just double click on it, change the text. You can see like whatever, everything is editable. And then the book, and this is one of the things that makes this really easy, is you can swap out any of your book covers here really quickly by just tapping the change cover button, or again, double clicking, change the cover.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize there was a change button or change cover button right there.
Yes.
I've been using
yes.
it for a while. I didn't even know that.
And so what you can do is boom, just like that. You've got,
oh my God, what a gorgeous book.
So yeah. And just like that, you've got your book, and this is used for different things. Not only can you save your book on there from a template, but say you like this and you want to save this as, you know, you can save these as your own personal templates in your account as well.
Right.
And you're swapping out ads, different things. You can easily come back to an ad you really like that worked well and just swap out your book cover just like that. Right. So like, boom, you have a book cover really quickly.
So I find an ad that I like, I design it, I customize it, I do all the things that I want to it, and then I save it as a template. So when I log back in next month and I'm doing a different book, I can just swap out the book cover?
Exactly. So you can see, I'll just do like this. I'll click the save template right there.
Right.
Give it a second.
Nice messages during the wait.
And then from here on out, you've got it in your saved templates. So right there you go. You've got it right there.
Awesome.
So if you come back tomorrow and even want to just switch out, you know, we'll just say you want to just switch something out. Let's just say you can see how it's different. Now you click on it. There, it's ready to go. Swap out the copy, swap out a new book, change your background, whatever.
Cool.
Just like that. Yeah. And there's a range of these templates that you can use. So there's, you know, you've got some you know, real life shots like a table. So I'll give you one of the examples that was on the sheet. Okay. And let's see. So you can scroll through, find what you want. Oh, here it is. Click on it. And there's that one, just like I showed earlier.
Okay.
Again, you click, and there it is.
And voila, there it is.
Gorgeous. And with every image, you can add more. So like if you wanted to add a second book on there, for example, I'll just show you. I'll step back just to show that again real quickly.
Okay.
All of these are the book templates that you have available. So I can scroll through real quick. Basically, every one of these works exactly the same way. Like I'll show you, you click on one and then it automatically makes it for you. So let's say you wanted something like that. Oh, that's not a book cover. That's not a real book cover. We'll just pick that one for example. And then you click on the book that you want. So two clicks and there you go. And you've got your second book cover, and you can continue to add these, and you can see, can resize.
Okay.
And now excellent.
You can lay it on top of the other one. There you go.
There you go. And so now,
oh my God, it looks like the shadow is there too.
Yeah. Yep. Shadows are there and everything. So makes it look more real life. So you can create these, and you can imagine all these, you know, there's hundreds, thousands of possibilities of ways to make these on all kinds of different backgrounds. So you
right.
can show your full, all your books, you can show as many as you want.
You know what? That is awesome. I never realized you could add an array of books. So I'm going to go play with that and then just put a spread of a number of my books
yeah.
there that I don't have in paperback yet, just to make it look like they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, we've got, you can show like your box set of all your different books in a different way, or yeah, lots of different creative ways that you can go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are you going to get to the little buttons and banners? So, for example, if I want to drive people to Amazon or Apple or Kobo or one of the other retailers, I can, like, specifically in a promo there, I could do that too, right?
Yep, exactly. So I'll go into it right now, actually, since you brought it up. So stamps down here.
Stamps, that's what they're called, yeah.
Yep. So this is where we have all of our, you know, very author specific things that they want for stuff. So you can filter the stamps, finding what you want. So like retailers, what you were saying, you can do all the retailers. And so you want the Amazon, just like that, click on it and there it is. Wow. Cool. So everything, again, everything here is editable. So you just double click on it and you can see all the different things that you have access to. So you can add background shadow, if that makes sense. You can blur it. Flip it how you want. Transparency. You can play with transparency, all the images. All kinds of stuff that you can
That's
do.
That's really cool.
Yep. And we can go to the stamps and I can show you the different things. So yeah, retailers. I think those
Look
are
at that Draft to Digital logo. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
There you go.
Read Draft to Digital.
And this
Goodreads, Barnes & Noble. I think, did I see a Book Funnel one there as well?
Yep, Book Funnel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, everything. And then we've got, you know, some other things that are pretty cool as well where, let's see, some people like the bookshelves. You can place your book on bookshelves. We've got one hand, so you can place your book in there. In the hand, any way that you want. Let's see what else. Social media. And really, these are just to make it really easy. I mean, you just click and it's there for you.
Right.
And then some popular ones are I don't have the best here. Let me show you. This is so if you add your book, let's say, and this is a popular stamp, for example. So like adding...
Oh, the headphones. You can just tack them on. Oh, my God. This is so – see, I've been using this for months, and this is great. Thank you. This is like a personalized demo where I'm learning how to be better at it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can add that right in there. And you can also upload your own stamps. So
I can upload my own stamps?
Your own stamps.
Own transparencies and stuff like that?
Yeah, so anything you have, you can upload, and we save them right here for you to use as well. And then we also have a search. So the community stamps are, you know, the most popular ones. My stamps are what would be just for you. And then search, if you're looking for something specific, like, you know, simple images like this, things like this that you can do, overlays. Okay. So, yeah. Wow. And then something that we skipped over. So this background right here, I'm going to close out. So the background, we also have, you can search for backgrounds. So over, you know, millions of backgrounds that you can search for as well. And you can add them, search for something like, let's just say we want.
I'm thinking of the beach for some reason. I'm in a cold climate.
Oh, I missed. I didn't hear that. Yes.
Hey, that's nice sky. That was nice.
Let's go beach. So yeah. So all these things you can, all you do is you click and it adds it on there for you. So you can see how.
And so that original book was not fixed. It was just an overlay within that original template. So you could slide it off the seashells or whatever they're sitting on off the
starboard. Exactly. Yep. Yep. Okay. All of these things. Yep. All the books are independent elements that can be moved, deleted, whatever you want.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So you can now go back and say you didn't like that. You want more of a laying flat.
Right.
One, for example.
Cool.
And resizable and rotate, all of that there, just like that. And then text, we jump past that real quick too, but text also has all these options, all the different kind of things that you'd be used to, size and you can transparency and color. You can even do gradient colors even, which can give a nice little effect sometimes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so you can do
like for a lighting effect or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Any going from multiple colors, all of that And then we also have 1,000 different fonts that you can pick and choose from as well to put into your account. So by default, we have 20 or so, but you can find different fonts that you're looking for. For example, handwritten are pretty popular. You can add any of these. And all you have to do is click, say, like, satisfy.
Okay. Now, if you have a TrueType font that you've already installed or paid for or whatever, can you upload that here too?
Yep. Also can do that. So in that same thing, the pop-up here, you can add in your fonts here as well.
Excellent.
I was going to move into video whenever we don't have any more questions related to what I've gone over.
Yeah, I mean, we can always, we'll be taking questions from, we did this comment from Jamie. So thank you, Jamie, saying, I love this.
Thanks, Jamie.
Jacqueline saying, good afternoon. Thanks for going live. I was like, I'm so excited. Thank you guys for those comments. But yeah, let's get into the video. Are you going to be doing the mock-ups at all?
Yes, I will also do mock-ups.
Oh, yep. Awesome. Cool.
Yep. So what I'll do is I'll go through the video part real quick, and then I'll jump into the mock-ups.
So this has not been pre-cooked or anything in the kitchen. You know, you're slicing the vegetables yourself live, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not like one of those fake cooking shows. We're brushing this live.
I like to do it this way, just in case, like, if there's questions that come up, if I really throw me off, if it's outside of my, you know, if I had a routine built in, right? So
excellent.
So yeah, so let's do a video background. So that's something that,
yeah, that would be cool, because I saw that in your initial screen, you had that sort of smoky whatever background that was going on.
Yeah. So let's do that one. I'll do that one as an example. So I'll add the book first. So again, this all works the same. The only difference here is that I'm going to put a video background. So click. Pick the book cover you want, and it will add it just like that.
Okay, cool.
Resize it.
Oh, now I know why you picked the smoke. I can see it on the cover now.
Yeah, it works well for this one, doesn't it? Okay, and so then for the background, we have right here. So images is where I was searching for, you know, those images earlier. Videos is then where you search for video backgrounds. So I think if I remember right, it was.
You have a whole bunch of videos already pre-populated.
Yep. So anybody can use these. So you just highlight over it and you can kind of see a quick preview of what one of them might look like.
Is that a skull smoky thing there?
Yep.
Oh man, I'm in love. Sorry. Sorry, I keep distracting you from the business at hand.
Totally fine. I could see that going well with your books. So then you just click, and then it puts it over here so you can see what it looks like. And even while the video is going in the background, which is a little taking up a lot of the speed here with video and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
of course, because we're doing live video too. After than this, when you're not doing a live video stream.
Yes. So you can see what it looks like as you're working. So then you want to add text. You know, this was I can't take credit for this idea. I've seen other authors doing it. It's someone from our Facebook group did this.
Really? So someone from the BookBrush community that came up with that.
Yes, came up with this kind of like, you know, hidden, what you can do is, you know, remove this. By default, we have a little bit of a background shadow, but you remove that.
Oh, so the text appears.
The text is gone. And then, yeah.
Oh, so that's brilliant. I love that. that's great for urban fantasy and fantasy and magic and supernatural stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
So then, you know, I think the exact example I had was just like I was showing earlier, everything can be editable here on the side. So you center it.
Free today only. Get it now before the smoke clears. Yeah.
Right. And then, yeah. And then you can change the font just like that. And then I think I had another text box that you can add up here. We'll go through that really quickly. It's something like this, centered and like a dark.
So yeah, you save this as a, I'm going to pronounce it, is it GIF or GIF?
So this currently, yeah, whichever one.
Don't get mad at me if I said it wrong.
Yeah, currently you download it. So up here's the download. So the part you can down, obviously this with video can't download as PNG or JPEG or PDF, but MP4 is what it,
oh, so MP4, it'll be an actual video. You can use a tool to make it into something like that, right?
Yep, yep. The GIF conversion is something that I think should be coming soon, actually.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Automatically done right here.
No, video is one of the things you guys added. I mean, I recently say that in air quotes because, but video is maybe what, a month, 2 months old? So it's relatively new?
For quite a long time, we had a separate kind of standalone video creator tool that was not as good as this. It was more of like our beta to kind of get feedback from people. And then this part where it's inside this tool is relatively new, probably in the last couple months. Yep.
Okay. Wow.
And one thing that I haven't mentioned too is the layers. So, you know, text by default, every new thing adds on the top, but we've got this up and down button and you can layer it and then it can go behind.
So it's behind. It's yeah. Okay.
Yep.
In front of the smoke, but behind the
yep.
Tablet.
Awesome. Yep. Exactly. Cool. And you can play with transparency to let some of the smoke come through that as well. So yeah,
I'm going to pause for a couple shouts out of love and joy. As Ali says, love seeing easy to use author resources like this. Hey, you and me both, Ali. Thanks. We love seeing easy resources like this. And Jamie says, I signed up and I'm loving it. Love the ease of use. That seems to obviously be a very common thing. Oh, there is a question that came up. I may as well jump into it now.
Sure.
So Nikki says, can the video be laid on top of the cover? For example, to give a cover a lightning effect.
To put it over top.
Yeah.
Currently, no. But you can. This isn't perfect, but it is partly something you can do. You can play with the transparency a little bit so that you can see some of the stuff come through on top. So, like, if you had lightning in the background, it would come through a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But currently, the video is only in the background.
Awesome. All righty. So, yeah. As you're moving on to the next bit, I'll just pop up this comment from Diane, who said, I bookmarked your site and will register later on my computer. This will be great to create.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I can show that one other example. So what I will do next is show some really good examples of how to use your cover as your background. It's a really good way that I think is underutilized by a lot of authors, actually.
So cover art, background. Okay.
Yeah. Cover art is great. So use it more. I'll show a little bit of that and then some more of the different kind of 3D templates and
box tech creators. I mean, there's just so many cool tools in here.
So what I'll do is I'll use just say Instagram, for example. And here, so In the background part, there is a place for you to be able to upload your own image. And so you can do that. You can drag and drop just like that. Look at that one.
Okay. Oh, so you're just going to use the hands, like the zombie hands as a background.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And I think, BookBub talked about this as one of the strategies for creating ads, right?
Yes. I think it works really well. I mean, what better way than, I mean, you've already got this great cover art, right? That's perfect for your genre. Perfect. Like it just works and you can place it in different ways. So like this book is a perfect example. Like, there you go. You got your name on the top.
Right.
If you want it or not. Yeah. And so then just like that, you can add
a book in the zombie's hand, make it very meta.
I don't know.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. But you can see then how
handing the e-reader to the zombie will distract them so you can get away.
But you can see how, like, just in about, I don't know, would that take 30 seconds to a minute? You have something that looks already really good because you have your cover art that works really well for this.
And I think an important thing to highlight here is when you go in to set up new artwork, It actually specifies BookBub ad, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, right? Like they're already the right size. Yep. So you don't need to go and measure the screen and say, what did they say I could use?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Something that I probably passed over way too quickly at the beginning because we jumped into templates. So the templates are already predefined, but if you're starting from scratch, you're right. We've got the Facebook size. So all the different Facebook, you know.
Oh, so all the different formats. So if you, okay, wow.
So if you want Facebook header, for example, and you can change them as you're doing this. So just like that, you've got it as your Facebook size. So if you're creating, you know, one image, one kind of similar thing for lots of different uses, you don't have to refresh and start from scratch. It's you might have to move things around a little bit, but as you can see, but the stuff is there.
Oh, that's funny. So I have to pause and pop up this comment from Ali. It says, Mark, and you have well-learned and enlightened zombies, which are even more dangerous. If you hand a zombie a book, it might read it. That is, you know what? I didn't realize you change the template and suddenly it remodifies everything and you don't have to start from scratch again. That's fantastic.
Yep, exactly. And so you make your Facebook header, there you go. And you want to make a similar one for Instagram. Click on the Instagram and the size, you can see it slightly changed. You have to move things around a little bit, but there you go. Now you've got the Twitter size, Pinterest, BookBub. We've got some business card
ads as well, like all kinds of things, right?
Yep. Business card sizes. We've got some.
Wait a second. We had Damon from BookFunnel.
Yes.
On earlier this week, talking about how you can create little cards you can hand out for people with a download code, either sell or give away.
Yep.
So you could come here and easily create those same cards and then use BookFunnel to distribute.
Exactly.
I like when things work together.
And then if you go to templates, even on top of that, even cooler than that, go to community templates. And they, BookFunnel has actually designed their own. Click on BookFunnel and there they are, ready to go. So you like already ready to go for like their print, you know, code. For example, like this one here is like.
Okay.
There you go.
I should have known that that you guys have already collaborated in a sexy way.
Yep. So those are the perfect sizes for that.
That's fantastic.
And then different things like bookmarks, coasters.
Oh my God! So I could like use that to design a coaster and use VistaPrint or whatever.
Yep, exactly. And you can see we've got the kind of where it needs to go inside of there. And yep. And then custom sizes, you can change it to whatever size you want. So whatever you want to create.
Just want to remind people, if you have any specific questions for Corey about BookBrush, we'll be taking them in just a few minutes. But I think we have time to take a look at a little bit more of some demos. Diane sent up a heart and Nikki sent up some thumbs up. So I think people are enjoying the demos aspect of this.
All right. One other thing while I'm in here, this is a relatively new feature that we have as well, is background removal. And
background removal?
Yeah. So if you're looking for something specific, like, you might've already seen one that I did, but I'll give an example, like for dog, for example, this is one that I like. I use this as an example. So you have this dog potentially that you want to use in the ad. It's funny, whatever.
Yeah.
But the background just, you know, the background doesn't work for what you want. You can use this new tool that we have here and click remove. And there it is.
So oh my God. So it's kind of like if you're using a Adobe or one of those visual editing softwares where you've done the smart snap to. And you've taken the image out? Oh, my God.
Yes. And, wow. And you can see that in some of these tight places, like how it does that. Even things like hair, it can get into the hair.
I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, other people do.
Yeah.
Especially this pretty dog.
But, yeah, so this is used for a lot of different cool things. You know, if you got people that you want, or animals is one of the big ones. There's some cool ones where you can like, well, I mean, even for this, like if you wanted to do something creative and put your book on there or whatever. So yeah, so you, lots of different things that you can do with that.
Wow. Because if you if you give a dog a book, what happens?
Right.
Yeah. So I could upload an image that I have. Let's say there's a picture of me in my office here, but I want to see. I'm going to go back to the beach because I really want to go somewhere where it's warm. But see what happens when you lock me in the house. Is that something I could do? Take a picture of myself and then put myself like on some other background, or pull me out of the, well, I don't want to be pulled away from books, but pull me out of a background that's maybe not as beautiful.
Absolutely. So when you upload, yep. I don't know if I have an example handy or not, but let's see. Here, I could use an image of me that we'll have to see if this. So you can upload image of yourself.
Okay.
For example.
I know him.
And you don't want the corn in the background, right? That's my backyard. There you go.
That's a big backyard if you have corn there. So now
it's
we've
kind of weird using a
puppy. Oh my god, so I could Forrest Gump myself into all kinds of pictures this way.
Absolutely.
This is just for fun and frivolity.
Yes. You can show yourself at the beach.
That's right.
Yeah, a little weird doing pictures of myself, but that's what I had handy. So
well, that is handy. That's yeah. Corey and his dog enjoying not in the cornfield but somewhere
right.
else.
Right.
Okay. That is really, really cool. Do you have time to show us the instant mock-up? Just how easy it is if you need to quickly make a sexy image. And while you're setting that up, I'm going to share this image I just created in about 2 minutes. As I was looking at setting up this meeting with you, I just added that and bam, Draft to Digital Live. I slapped it together and put it there.
Yeah. This just because of that. I mean, I'm biased, but the custom creator, you know, is easy. But this is like, even on top of that, just very simple. It's really hard to mess this up. You can get something. A lot of people use this really like you just needed something really quickly. It took you a couple minutes. Yeah. You had something. And then also for more of the even more real life shots with like people holding the book, or you saw the dog with the, you know, in its mouth. That's what this is more used for. So yeah, really, really simple is you just select the book that all your books will populate up here. You select the book that you're using, and then you come down here and you select the image that you want. So I can
we pause for a second?
Yep.
I want to point out to the people watching this that BookBrush is constantly updating. You see there's a little new banner there, and you'll notice, I mean, this is very recent. Stuck at home, read a great book. Right. Like this is how often you guys are refreshing and adding some great images here. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to share that.
No, that's a good point. Our graphic designer adds these every month, multiple times throughout the month, certain events coming up, all that. So, yeah, exactly. Fantastic. We're up to probably close to 400 of them now and just continuing to add. So, yeah. And, you can scroll through it. It's tough to scroll through, you know, all of them. And so what we've also done is if you go back up to the top, currently we have certain ones that are more certain tags, I guess, that you can look for. So like if you're looking for, when we have certain holidays coming up, we usually put those holidays up there, you know, whatever coming up. If you want maybe summer for you, you're looking for summer stuff, or a popular one is actually bed. So these have been really popular recently where I've got got your book kind of in a kind of lay flat, or what, I forget exactly what people call those, but you know, in that, in this sort of setting, you get it.
Okay. Bedside reading or that sort of thing.
Yep. Yep. Cool. And so what you can do after you select your book, you can select these. So, say you want a few of these, and we have them categorized in three different categories: square, which is more for Instagram, Facebook, perfect, already the right size for Facebook and Instagram. The horizontal being the, you know, Facebook horizontal, and then vertical for Pinterest. And of course, they can be used anywhere, but those are the common things. So you select what images you want. I'll just select a few. And then down here, you hit convert. And it'll take, depending on the internet speed, it'll be a little bit slower now, but it takes a few seconds per image that you select. And then
you just download them.
You download it. Cool. And they will all download in one zip file. And then I'll show you what that looks like.
Cool. And then when you, when we get to the end of that, I've got a question from Tori that we're going to pop up.
Yeah.
Actually, while we're waiting for the question, I'm just going to share this comment from Isabel. Spent an hour on Canva trying to do posts for Instagram. This is awesome. Love Book Crush. Signing up now. You're going to love it, Isabel.
Thank you. So you can see there those three images.
Oh, my God. What a great book. That looks like an amazing, no self-promotion involved in this at all.
It was it's a good bedside read, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So Ben, you download, they're all zipped to a folder. Obviously, the more images you do, the it's going to take a little bit longer. I think the longest it's ever taken me to do like 40 images is like a couple minutes or a minute, maybe, depending on bandwidth that you have at home.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, that's probably about right. And then if I'll go back to all and quickly point out, you can easily get these 3D books then too. So if you want your book in just the plain 3D book, transparent background can be used. Those are popular as well. So every single one of those that we have.
So I can put me and a dog on the beach with a book and you're all good to go.
Right.
Excellent. So let me, if it's okay, I'm going to thank you for that. I'm going to pop up Tori's question because I know there's sort of an answer to this. Tori says, does BookBrush offer pre-made or custom covers, or do we need to provide a cover?
I'll leave that. So we have. I wasn't necessarily going to go into this, but we do have a cover creator. It's our brand new feature.
Okay.
And it does have templates as well. Should I jump in there real quick?
No, just give us a quick peek at that since we're
I'll just do a quickly show. So. If you are interested in more of the cover creator stuff, you can get in there and there's lots of tutorials as well. But we have templates for our cover creator as well. Okay. The same thing, community templates. So pre-built, our graphic designer did these as well. So it works exactly the same way that you just select one. And then you can change everything or add, you know, all the different things that you want.
Are those images, in terms of securing the rights for those images, how does that work from an author's perspective?
So all of these come from royalty-free place. We use Pixabay. So they are all commercially free to use. I would I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to pay anything lawyer. But we do provide... If you're searching for a background, we provide all the details for each of the backgrounds. So image info
for attribution, proper attribution and credit in the copyright page, et cetera.
Yep. Hey, and the license.
Acknowledge those artists, right?
Yes, exactly. So I always say if you view something and you really like it, you can tip them on there. You can do whatever you want. But you can also see the image and... or the license as well. They are all commercially free to use, but it's there just so you can click and you can confirm yourself. This is a much bigger topic than here, but I'll just briefly say that, you know, even if it is technically free to use faces and certain like brand logos and things like that, you want to probably avoid.
As a non-lawyer, that's something you think is a good idea. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. As a non-lawyer.
No construed legal advice from Drafted Digital nor BookBrush.
Exactly. So yes. So you've got that there. You can make the ebook cover, print, audio, all that right there.
Oh man, that is fantastic. Comment from Diane is I use background removal in Word when creating my kids' books as well. So that's cool. Okay. Fantastic. And Nikki asked this question, although I think it's more generically related to D2D. Did I miss the print book feature? Sounds like the perfect tool for the new D2D print beta and marketing. Nikki, definitely useful for marketing print books. And yes, Drafted Digital has just recently done an update to the systems. If you log into Drafted Digital, you'll see it. And that is all part of feedback from our print beta users. And things are going really, really smoothly. Our development team, our customer service team, our design team, all done an amazing job making this seamless. And that means DDD prints coming soon. So more ways to get those print books out there and more ways to promote them. Now, I want to ask a question is, so how many millions of dollars does it cost for me to use this tool as an author, Corey?
We have a few different plans. The first plan is $99 a year, and that includes everything but the mock-ups part that I showed you, basically.
And so $99 a year.
Yep. And then the gold plan is $146, I believe. And that includes mock-ups. That includes some video credits. Let me go down to it real quick.
Let me add you back to the stream. Sorry.
I didn't even realize. Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to see you up close.
So the gold plan is what then includes more video credits and instant mock-ups and the box set creator, which we haven't gotten into. And then the platinum is our top of the line, includes all of that, more video credits, unlimited video credits, background removal credits, just different things like that. So,
oh my God, that's fantastic. Now I think I probably played around with BookBrush for maybe half an hour before I grabbed my credit card and said, here, take some of my money, because in just the last little bit, and I'm not even using half of the features you have, I find it a really valuable tool. So it looks like you have, it's paid by the month, or you can pay.
Yearly. It is yearly. Yeah. It is yearly. It's paid yearly.
It's showing you what it would be per month.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That is awesome. And I'm trying to keep this to one hour, 45 minutes. Corey, thank you so much for this fantastic demo. Thank you guys for your comments, for the questions as well. I think I got to all the questions. If I didn't see your questions, my apologies. Thank you. So bookbrush.com is where you can check it out. And if you're watching this and not live, I mean, if you're asking questions, sorry, we didn't answer them. We just couldn't see them or hear them. But we'll be addressing comments later on Facebook and on YouTube. You can follow us on Facebook. You can go to drafttodigital.com/live. You'll see a little live banner in the top of your dashboard when you log in. We've got other ones taking place this week as well. So lots of informative and fun stuff for authors. And you can also subscribe to us over on YouTube, particularly if you're not someone who uses Facebook. Corey, thank you so much for taking the time to show us some really cool things today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's fun. I like doing these.
Well, this is Mark to Digital signing out from the daily update from D2D Live. Thank you guys for watching, and thanks for writing books.
Thanks.
That's it for this week's Self-Publishing Insiders with Draft to Digital. Be sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts and share the show with your will-be author friends. And start, build, and grow your own self-publishing career right now at drafttodigital.com.